Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for May 21st, 2019. In today's news, escalator handrail and component provider EHC Global has opened a new facility in Spain to support the growing Europe, Middle East, Africa market. ThyssenKrupp Canada recently expanded its engineering center in the Scarborough section of Toronto. The European Federation for Elevator Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises has released a five-point manifesto outlining growth proposals for the next 5 years. Disability rights groups are again suing the New York City Metropolitan Transportation Authority over a shortage of accessible transit stations. And a new skyscraper project in Shanghai is taking design cues from New York City's High Line Elevated Park.
Escalator handrail component and services provider EHC Global has opened a facility in Seville, Spain to support growth in the Europe, Middle East, and Africa, or EMEA, region. Located in the La Negrilla district, the three-story facility houses sales, project management, customer service, and administrative offices, as well as provides space for production, assembly, and storage. It joins EHC facilities in Santander and Madrid. EHC Global President and CEO Gino Appel and Managing Director Central Region Norman Rosnersky presided over a ribbon cutting on May 17th. Miguel Chias Gonzalez Blanche, General Manager, Spain and Portugal, observed, quote, "Our new facility will enable us to meet the growing demands and future needs of our customers in the region," end quote.
ThyssenKrupp Elevator Canada's Engineering Center at 270 Finchdean Square in Scarborough, Canada, was recently expanded. The company says the $3 million Canadian dollar, or $2.23 million U.S. dollar facility, is the only one of its kind in the country and features new installation and modernization engineering, Canadian board repair, elevator simulators, a customer showroom, and a parts warehouse. Hundreds of service technicians and sales personnel are trained there each year. Now, its construction and modernization teams, as well as one branch, are under one roof. More than 30 employees relocated there, bringing their number at the center to 87. Additionally, multiple locations were centralized into a new shared services facility at 2075 Kennedy Road in Toronto. The modern 17,000-square-foot space is home to ThyssenKrupp Canada's finance, procurement, information technology, payroll, human resources, and safety departments.
On May 17th, FESME, the European Federation for Elevator Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, released Manifesto FESME 2019-2024, Five Proposals to Grow Together, a document drafted to bring attention to and action on the needs of elevator SMEs as the 2019 European elections loom. The document describes commitments FESME intends to make over the five-year period and lays out the path it intends to follow when working with the new European Commission and Parliament to promote the work of SMEs in the lift sector. It notes five ideals FESME will pursue with European leaders during the five-year period: a more entrepreneurial society, more appropriate and SME-friendly standards, a true implementation of the European single market, safer and higher qualified personnel, and support for digitalization. The manifesto enumerates numerous actions to be taken toward attaining the five ideals. More information can be found on the IFESME website by following the link in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news.
Disability rights groups in a lawsuit filed on May 15th cited 40 major New York City Metropolitan Transportation Authority, or MTA, subway renovations that lack elevators or other accessible features since the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, was passed in 1990. New York Daily News is among news outlets to report. According to Disability Rights Advocates Managing Director Michelle Caiola, the suit broadens the point of an earlier one involving the Middletown Road Station in the Bronx, in which a judge ruled that elevators must be part of MTA station upgrades. Said Caiola, "What this does is say the MTA did not just violate the ADA at Middletown Road, but they've been doing it for years across the system," end quote. An MTA spokesman said the authority, quote, has a long way to go, but is fully committed to making the system one that can be used by all New Yorkers, end quote.
Greenland Group is developing a large mixed-use project featuring the Greenland Bund Center, a 64-story, 300-meter-tall skyscraper that draws inspiration from New York City's High Line with a nearly 1,000-meter-long elevated corridor connecting it to its neighbors, Shanghai Daily reports. The development is in the Huangpu District in downtown Shanghai and promises to become a new landmark along the historic Bund waterfront. Greenland Bund Center will include a 280-room hotel on the upper floors, approximately 170,000 square meters of retail and entertainment space, 126,000 square meters for apartments and corporate offices, and 50,000 square meters of public green space. The skyscraper center says Shanghai Construction Group is the main contractor, and completion is anticipated in 2022. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.